Bridge FM with Keith Maddox and Sheila Tomach. And joining us in the studio from United Way of Bartholomew County is Alicia Monroe. Alicia, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, you're very, very welcome. And with this community food drive that you guys have going on, I just think this is something that the community can rally around really easily, because you can either donate money or donate food. But I'll let you tell us all the details about this.
Yeah, so through next Monday, we have teamed up with the Food Insecurity Coalition to help support the food pantry. So this time of year, donations for the pantries are down, but with everything going on, the food pantries are seeing a higher need than ever. I think the numbers that they gave me, they're all seeing record numbers. You know, we thought that it would start to die down or, you know, be status quo, but they are continuing to see those. So we know that during the summertime, kids more likely go without food because during school, they rely on the schools to feed them breakfast, lunch, and things like that. So during the summer, if they are not going somewhere and they are just staying at home, you know, they may be fending. And one in five children in our community live in poverty. And that means a lot of them don't know where their next meal is going to come from. So a few years ago, we teamed up with the Food Insecurity Coalition to do this community food drive. And we are supporting the three local pantries in the community. That is Love Chapel, Community Center of Hope, and the Salvation Army. So we just hope to bridge that gap a little bit and help give some relief to them to be able to help serve those who need assistance.
That's a great thing. But what is your total goal, and how much longer are you holding this out?
So last year we raised about $60,000 in monetary donations and in food. And so the food drive ends on Monday. We have a lot of organizations who are collecting food within their companies, and they are going to come and deliver it on Monday. And then we will be distributing it to the pantries later on that day. So we're hoping to at least meet that $60,000. People love to go to the store and like purchase the food and things like that. And that's great. And we love that. But the food pantries, actually, because they're partnerships with some of like the larger food banks, they can stretch our dollars 3 to 1.
Wow.
So every $1 that we donate to them, they can make it stretch to $3, which is feeding a lot more families.
Mm-hmm. It's amazing shopping. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's like the difference they can buy in bulk and do it through these other organizations that are helping organizations such as Love Chapel, Salvation Army, and Community Center of Hope. So that's a great way to do that. So money is definitely needed. How can you donate money?
So money can be donated through United Way's website, uwbarthco.org. And then if you just click on Community Food Drive, it'll take you right to the page to donate. If you do have food and your company is not participating, you can drop off at the United Way Firehouse at the corner of 13th Street and Hutchins Avenue now through Monday during regular business hours. And we would be happy to accept those.
Okay, sounds great. Well, Alicia Monroe with the United Way of Bartholomew County, thank you for telling us all about the community food drive. And I hope that we can all rally together as a community and help support this.
Thank you so much for having me.